This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Diwas in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Chief Minister of Tripura Dr. Manik Saha says the main purpose of Veer Bal Diwas is to stand against forced religious conversion, to develop feelings of patriotism and self-confidence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief at the demise of Tripura's Assembly Speaker Biswa Bhandu Sindh, and other news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Diwas in New Delhi yesterday. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation, and science and technology. President said that this day is observed every year to commemorate the martyrdom of Sahibzada Baba Zorawar Singh and Baba Fateh Singh, the sons of Sri Guru Gobind Singh, whose unparalleled sacrifice continues to inspire generations. The president further said that the children of a country are imbued with patriotism and high ideals. The humanity of the nation is assured. During her address, the president highlighted the extraordinary achievements of some of the awardees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of the Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today and tomorrow. The three-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as a forum where center and state collaborate, designed a unified roadmap to maximize the country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussions is being placed on 5 key areas: early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports and extracurricular activities. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories and domain experts, among others, are taking part in the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of Tripura's Assembly Speaker Biswa Bhandu Sindh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Sindh will be remembered for his efforts to boost Tripura's progress and commitment to numerous social issues. Mr. Modi shares thoughts with the family and admirers of Mr. Biswa Bhandu Sindh in this sad hour. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also condoled the passing of Biswa Bhandu Sindh. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that Sindh will be remembered for his selfless service to the people. Biswa Bhandu Sindh, MLA from Dharmanagar Assembly Constituency and Tripura Assembly Speaker, passed away yesterday. His body will be brought to Agartala today. On August 8th this year, he suddenly fell ill on his way from Agartala to Dharmanagar. He suffered a brain hemorrhage and was admitted to the Tripura Medical College Hospital. After being under treatment in this hospital for a long time, he breathed his last at 3:30 a.m. yesterday, thwarting all the efforts of the doctors. He was 72 years old at the time of his death. The Chief Minister of Tripura, Dr. Manik Saha, has expressed deep grief over the death of Tripura Legislative Assembly Speaker Biswa Bhandu Sindh. His untimely death is an irreparable loss for the people of the state. He expressed his heartfelt condolences to his bereaved family and followers. Leader of the opposition, Jitendra Chaudhary, expressed grief over the demise. Chief Minister of Tripura, Dr. Manik Saha, said the main purpose of Veer Bal Diwas is to stand against forced religious conversion, to develop feelings of patriotism and self-confidence. Our goal is to convey this message given by the Prime Minister to the youth. He said this while attending a religious prayer meeting organized on the occasion of Veer Bal Diwas at the Chanmari Sikh Gurudwara yesterday. The Chief Minister also said that in 2022, the Prime Minister had announced to observe this day by paying tribute to the Veer Bal martyrs. It its aim is to enhance trust and confidence among the youth of the country, to inspire patriotism and to be respectful of all religions, to take the country forward through his thought and spirit. The CM urged that we should learn from the sacrifice of Birbal and build social resistance against forced conversion by showing temptation. Under the Assam Rifles Civic Action Program, Khonsa Battalion of Assam Rifles has organized a national integration tour for students from Wangcha Rajkumar Government College, Deomali in Arunachal Pradesh to attend the 26th Rashtra Katha Shivir organized by Sri Vedic Mission Trust at village Pransa, Rajkot, Gujarat. A total of 11 students from the area of responsibility of Khonsa Battalion are participating in the tour scheduled from yesterday till 4th of January 2026. The tour was flagged off by Wan Ki Lowang, Honorable Minister of Geology, Mining and Minerals, Government Arunachal Pradesh, on Wednesday from Deomali. The initiative aims to inculcate a sense of nationalism, foster national integration and expose the northeastern youth to India's rich cultural heritage and developmental progress. The initiative also seeks to positively channel the energy and potential of local youth and prevent them from being lured into drug menace and insurgency. The conduct of this tour reflects the continued commitment of Assam Rifles towards the holistic development of youth of the northeast and the promotion of peace, harmony and unity in the northeastern region. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that under the Viksit Bharat Jiranji scheme, development works will be carried out in villages to realize the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Chauhan said that the scheme increases the statutory wage employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days per rural household. The minister highlighted that the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Jiranji Act provides a mandatory unemployment allowance if work is not provided within 15 days of application. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday met delegations from the Rabha, Missing and Tiwang communities of Assam. In a social media post, Mr. Shah assured them that their concerns will be addressed. In the presence of Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, he said that the Ministry of Home Affairs will soon appoint a senior official to work towards an amicable and lasting solution. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Oscar and Grammy Award winner Dr. A.R. Rahman jointly announced the establishment of the Naga International Studio by A.R. Rahman. The announcement was made at Taupima Village in Kohima. Conceptualized by the legendary musician and filmmaker A.R. Rahman, the studio will be located in Kohima and envisioned as a world-class music production and creative facility. The project will comprise of state-of-the-art recording studios, a performance auditorium and related support infrastructure. Envisioned as a center of excellence, the studio will offer international standard facilities for music production, training, capacity building and mentorship under the guidance of Dr. A.R. Rahman. In a move to showcase one of India's most remote and symbolic frontiers, the Arunachal Pradesh government, in collaboration with local communities, will host an inaugural Sunrise Festival 2025-26 at Dong Village from December 29. The five-day festival, running from December 29 to January 2, is envisioned as a community-led destination event centered around India's first sunrise. Designed as an adventure-driven cultural and tourism experience, the festival aims to position Arunachal Pradesh as a global destination for nature, heritage, culture and New Year celebrations anchored in the symbolism of the rising sun. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the festival celebrates Dong's unique identity as the easternmost point of India where the first rays of the sun touch Indian soil. The journalist fraternity in the northeast is mourning the sudden demise of Ezrela Dalidia Fanai, 41, of Mizoram, who was found dead in her apartment in Aizawl on Thursday morning. Dalidia was a reporter with the Darshan Kendra Aizawl and a contributor to All India Radio News. Over the years, she built a distinguished career reporting for the Northeast for national audiences. She had also worked with media organizations, including India Today, NDTV, and several regional outlets. Tributes pour in from colleagues and friends across the country. Assam police have arrested four persons in connection with the vandalism of St. Mary's English School in Panigaon under Belsor Police Station in Nalbari District. The incident occurred on December 24th, officials said. According to Nalbari District Administration, the school's principal, Father Baiju Sebastian, Lord Nuriton, complained, stating that around 2:30 p.m. on December 24th, unidentified miscreants unlawfully entered the school premises and vandalized the campus. The attackers damaged outer decorations, serial lights, flower pots, and other items, several of which were also set on fire, causing loss of property. Before we close the headlines once again, President Draupadi Murmu confers the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Diwas in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Chief Minister of Tripura, Dr. Manik Saha, says the main purpose of Veer Bal Diwas is to stand against forced religious conversion, to develop feelings of patriotism and self-confidence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief at the demise of Tripura's Assembly Speaker, Biswa Bandhu Sen. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong Station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.